Hello, and you're all very welcome. I Spray My Mental Health podcast, episode number 32, with myself, David O'Connor. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for coming back if you've been here before. Thanks for getting in touch if you've been in touch. You can reach me through my Instagram page, which is performance_doc. Alternatively, you can get me through the website, which is performance-doc.com. So any feedback, any comments, any suggestions, anything at all relative to the podcast or any episodes that have already aired or any suggestions you may have going forward, I'll greatly appreciate it, greatly welcome. It's always great to hear from people. So I'm coming off the back of two episodes in which I had guests on the podcast. I had Nathan McAloon 2 weeks ago. He runs the Lad Voice page. I had a great chat with him about all things social media, all things male mental health, physical health, and a bit of a deep dive into technological development as such and just the plans he has to kind of move his business, his page forward, and different ideas he has in terms of business development. And I came away from it full of energy. Came away from it sort of, you know, Jesus, yeah, I can make stuff happen for myself. And equally, speaking to Orla Swan last week, she runs the Health Hun page on Instagram along with our website, thehealthhun.com. And similarly, a great conversation, health related, just about her background, what she studied, the difficulties she's had in dealing with anxiety and different health issues that she's had as well. And equally, there was so much in her story, particularly when she's harping back to her college days and the pressure that was coming on from different angles and the pressure she was putting herself under. There was a lot I could certainly resonate with. And again, I came away from it, it was a very relaxed chat. I don't like saying it's an interview because it's not. It's quite an informal discussion. And that's what I want. I don't want anybody coming on feeling they're being interviewed. It sounds a bit intimidating. So I think in bringing people onto the podcast, it's just a way of just opening up the conversation and gives you all a break from just listening to me for a change. So there's a progression there that I'm very happy with. And what was good, especially on the back of the two discussions I had with Nathan and Orly, we're sort of chatting together saying, well, you know, what else can we do? Is there a couple of things we can do, some kind of collabs together, get more people involved in discussion around physical and mental health? And that's the beauty of it. So yeah, all very positive and really enjoyed the discussion. The feedback was really good. I think the episode with Orla, the sound was a bit out there. There was a bit of background noise. We were sitting in McDonald's and there was a lot going on. But I think the conversation between us was quite audible, which is fine. So I'm delighted this week. I'm going to be joined by next guest on the podcast is a good friend of mine, Mr. Keith Nutley. And again, just the back of my decision to bring people on, get people involved in the conversation, and with a big drive to kind of connect with people, I sort of said, well, do you know what, I still get one of my friends on. He says, you know, I don't get to see my friends as much as I'd like. We're all committed to jobs and families and everything else. So I gave Keith a shout. I said, do you want to come on? He says, do I have to do it? And I said, you just have to look good. And that'll be natural to this fella. Handsome devil. So looking forward to having a chat with Keith, and we'll see how that goes. And he's a great guy to have a chat with. He challenges your opinions, he gives his own views, and I know it'll be a nice flow to the conversation. So we'll explore a couple of different options, a couple of different avenues in the conversation. So I'm interested in that, and I think it'd be nice to get a friend's point of view of kind of where I'm going with all this and all the stuff that I've been up to over the last sort of couple of years. So looking forward to that. So today's episode, it's Monday night. Pleasant weekend. Very pleasant. I tend to be quite relaxed on Mondays. And I'm convinced that it has a lot to do with the fact that I turn my phone off on Sundays. I spoke about this many a time on the podcast. I'm free from technology, free from connection in the online world on a Sunday. You won't get me. If you're in danger on Sunday, you need help or assistance, don't bother. You won't get me. Phone's off. And I've had that routine for about 5 years, probably since I got a smartphone. I think I have a smartphone about 4 to 5 years, and that's been just, it's been routine for 4 to 5 years, and it's just nice to put the phone away and out we go, family day out, bring your kids out, meet up with the in-laws, meet up with the cousins, meet up with everybody and whatever we're doing. It's great, and it's just nice to have your attention honed in on what you're doing without any kind of tap on the shoulder. And that is what I'd like to talk about today, attention. It's all about attention. Stand to attention. Stand your mind to attention. And what this has come off is, I watched a TED talk the other night from the actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I'm always conscious, am I doing it the wrong way? Yes, it is a Gordon Joseph. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who, big time actor, featured in The Dark Knight Rises as Robin, or Blake as he was known, right until the last line of the film. But featured in Inception, Looper, a couple of big movies he's been in fairness over the last 15 years or so. And I came across his TED Talk, and it's funny because TED Talks, right, I'm not joking, I haven't watched a TED Talk in about 3-4 years, I'd say, and I tore my back on them a bit. And the reason being, I went a bit dogmatic with them. Do you remember kind of when they first came out and everybody was all over it? You got to be watching TED Talks. You can learn so much. They're brilliant. And they were a bit out there, a bit left of centre. Here's different viewpoints that aren't quite mainstream. People with different ideas, different walks of life. Little snippets of research they've done, experiments they've done, social experiments, life experiments. And I think the tagline is ideas worth sharing, which is really nice. But I went dogmatic on it. I went all in. And it was TED Talk after TED Talk after TED Talk. And, you know, you'd be sharing different ones you've seen. This is brilliant. This is great. But what happened was, I got to a point where I realised, it's like, I'm watching these and I'm taking everything that's said as gospel. It's like, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's so true. I need to apply that to my life. So I was taking everything in without any kind of challenge, without any kind of knockback and opinion of my own, without any kind of thought process on what's been said. And I kind of thought, you know, I remember just slowly sort of saying, you know what, I need to ease up. I said, I don't need to watch 6 of these in a row to change my life, and gradually just kind of moved away from them. And I think it probably stems from a period I was at in my life that was maybe going through a little bit of change in my life, or come out the other end of change, and was probably conscious that I was taking on too much information with little change, little, you know, not taking much of what was being learned and adapting it and taking it and making it relevant to my life, using it as a means of progression. And this can be something that happens particularly in the self-help industry, and particularly with books. I mean, you go onto your Instagram, your stories, for people who are interested in personal development, growth mindset, self-help, you can name the books that are being read at the moment. You can name them, the top 5. You know damn well everybody will be sharing the same books. And if you haven't read it, you'll see it and say, Jesus, everyone's reading that, I better get on that. And I'm a demon for this. I'll get on it straight away thinking, right, there must be something in this. But I'm trying to step away a little. I'm trying to move back, and I'm actually trying to read. Well, I read a lot of autobiographies, kind of old stuff, people who have lived their lives. And I suppose a good example, Ranulph Fiennes, who, you know, described as one of the greatest explorers and adventurers in the world over the past 4, 5, 6 decades. Like, his stories are incredible. All his books that come out, just remarkable stories of life and what he's been through and what he's done. He's a story to tell. And I love that. I love that about autobiographies that have a bit of substance to them. But I'm trying to steer clear of self-help, personal development books at the moment, because I just think I'd be doing them a disservice reading it without really taking stuff on. And I'm trying to let settle detail that I've taken on this year and trying to put it into practice. And the one I'm trying to put into practice at the moment is what I mentioned there, is about paying attention. And that's where this little mini rant has started from. I spoke about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, his TED Talk. A little bit of a rant, went off track. It's okay. There's a point to all of it. His TED Talk was about paying attention as opposed to getting attention. And really relaxed, really confident, commanding the stage, really strong body language, interacting with the crowd. I'd say if you were there in the audience, you'd be taken in by him straight away. And that's not surprising. I mean, a professional actor, you'd almost expect that for him to go onto a stage. It would be quite almost natural for him to command an audience. But he spoke about various breakthroughs in his career and how it led to him, his following on Twitter exploding, when you're up to maybe a couple of million followers. And naturally enough, like all of us, he sort of felt obliged to connect with people, think about really intelligent and witty tweets that were going to, get him reactions, get him likes and shares and get him attention. And he became driven by this. And we've all been there. I mean, that's, in many ways, an automatic running of the human ego. We all want that recognition. We all have it. And we sit here saying, no, I'm not like that. We're liars. We all want it. We all want a little bit of recognition for what we're doing, what we've said, whether directly or indirectly. So he opened up about this kind of saying, like, being in Batman, being in The Dark Knight Rises was obviously massive for him, and it brought his profile up, and it came from that. But he said, well, also what he found was, in that quest to seek attention, to get more attention, he said his art suffered. You know, his vocation suffered because he wasn't paying attention. He says his work, his creative platform, his creative process, which is obviously acting, he said it suffered because of it, because he was more concerned with what reactions he was getting than the actions he was taking himself. So he spoke about being on set and how it's an automatic process for him when the director, the producer, and the right lights, camera, action, here we go. And he says once he hears that, he's in the zone, he's there, he's ready, he's focused, and he's paying attention, and nothing else matters. And once he finds that zone, that focus, he says he knows he's there. He says he's on the way to flow. And we often hear that about in any kind of creative process, whether you're writing, whether you're studying, whether you're out, you could be running a marathon, running your 5K, whatever it is you're doing, and suddenly you realise 2 or 3 hours have passed and you're like, where has that gone? That's when you found your flow. That's when you're in the moment or in the zone. And he speaks quite eloquently about that, just being in that zone. And how he began to struggle upon balancing that against looking for that, you know, accreditation from strangers, from that gratification. What is the word? I always mix that up. Where you look for this sort of self-aggrandizing behavior that just roars and cries out for a pat on the back from a stranger. And he's not, I've used the word dogmatic, he isn't. He hasn't gone down the rabbit hole in it and saying, throw your phones in the bin. But it's just quite a polite announcement from his position as a public figure and what he does, just for all of us to be a little bit aware of where we're paying attention, where we're putting all our attention and where distraction comes from. And just to kind of stop for a moment, have a little look around, have a look inside your head, and just acknowledge within yourself that, you know, there's something I'm good at. There's something I can pay more attention to, give my time, my detail, you know, my emotional and mental capacity can be put to better use than just looking for a shout out from somebody we've never even met. And I mean the positive to it, it is bloody nice to get recognition from somebody. It's nice to get a pat on the back when you feel you've done something good. And I've said this so many times that for me is a positive with social media, that if you're giving people energy, I'm big on that, I've been hammering home, or give people energy, inspire, give them energy, uplift, make them feel better about themselves, that they can go out and do something. And it is nice to get a little bit of a pat on the back and to feel good about yourself that maybe you've just done something good. And that's fine, but I think the basis of this particular TED Talk was use it as a platform, share your story, but don't feel obliged to go searching for that perfect tweet, that perfect post and sentence that's manufactured in hope that it's going to get you attention that you may not need. So really simple, it's just when you look at the two of them, place more emphasis on paying attention on what you're doing. And I mean, we're not talking about acting, that's obviously his platform, that's his profession and what he does. But in our daily interactions with people, you're talking to someone, look them in the eye, don't look past them or around them, don't be looking at your phone. If you're chatting to somebody on the phone, you know, don't be scrolling through your phone as you're chatting to them. It's just so simple, stuff that we already know. I mean, even me, I'm sitting here, I've hit record, I've a bit of music on in the background, I'm concentrating, I'm trying to focus on what I'm saying and what I'm trying to articulate in this episode, because I feel if I pay attention to what I'm saying, it's going to sound a lot clearer for you guys listening to it, as opposed to me trying to write, listen, send a tweet, send a message, make a phone call and do seven things at once whilst I'm trying to record a podcast. So I took a bit from it, and it's not an epiphany. There was no penny drop. There was no moment. I was like, oh my God, he's so right. I need to change my life. It was just a nice, as I said, it was a nice polite reminder that to find that balance, to just place a little bit more emphasis and take a little bit more care in interactions with people and in what you're doing, that when you pay attention to what you do and what you love, you know, the result is probably not so much the result, the process is going to be stronger. And I suppose in that regard, very much so, the result will follow and probably be stronger as well. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt, TED Talk, really nice listen. I think they're generally about 50 minutes long. I'll maybe tag it in the episode description, share it on my Instagram stories, which is in many ways quite ironic. I'm sharing a story about paying attention over getting attention, but maybe someone will pat me on the back for sharing that. But that was my toast to creativity this week. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, TED Talk, emphasis on paying attention and what we do in our daily lives. And it was a nice one today because it's a Monday. I was back in work today, as I said, nice and relaxed. I was feeling good, looking forward to facing the day. The busy enough day in work. Retail at Christmas, lads. Great crack. But I just took it with me for today and I said, right, if I'm driving, I'm driving. You know, pay attention to what I'm doing. When I'm looking for that car park spot, pay attention while I'm parking the car, you know. If the phone rings, pay attention if I'm chatting to my boss or whatever. And I just tried to take it with me today just to be a little bit more conscious about what I was doing and my behaviour and my interactions with people. And I think that's probably the main one. It's just that conversation, interaction, that engagement with people. Just give it 100% in the same way you'd hope that somebody would give you 100% attention if they were approaching you, because I mean, it's just good manners. That's all for today. Short episode. Nice and gentle, nice and light. We'll be back later in the week, as I said, interviewing, discussing, chatting with my good friend, Mr. Keith Nutley. Episode should be out by the end of the week. Thanks very much for listening. Catch you later on the week. Enjoy yourselves. Mind yourselves. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.